Maureen Dillon Teasdale for the Cube, CJMQ 88.9 FM, and today we're talking with Bob Sheldon. He's the president of the Granite Museum in Stansted, so welcome, Bob.
Thank you, very kindly.
Now, tell us about the Granite Museum.
Okay, in 2010, 20 industries got together and they formed a co-op. It was to stimulate the granite business and also to instruct people about the granite. There's so many different colors throughout the world, so when people choose the granite, we want to make sure they pick up the right colors because some of them are from countries that are not very good quality. And while other countries, the material is really supreme. Now, the thing is, many people come to this museum because we have two museums in one. The first one explains the granite, how it began, how it started, how we extract it, and also how we work it. But the other part of the museum is a model train museum, because back in the 1940s, we used trains to haul the granite out of the quarries to the manufacturing companies because of the weight. And that's why we have two of them related together.
Okay, that's pretty interesting. Is there granite in Stansted? Do they extract granite in Stansted?
Well, actually, way back in the early 1800s, the loyalists, when they came in this area to establish themselves in this area, in Graniteville, there was a dome that stuck out of the ground where they automatically started to quarry this dome to manufacture or to build their foundations of their homes, churches, and buildings of that nature. So that's where it started. And if it wouldn't have been of that, because Stansted today would be a ghost town, because way back in the 40s and 50s, it was a lot of textile businesses, but most of that went to Asia or to Central America. But now it's all we have left here is the granite industry.
Very popular, I guess, in Stansted. So do they export to different countries?
Yes, they do. Our granite is known worldwide. Naturally, it's one particular color. It's grayish in color.
Okay.
And naturally, in other areas of the world, they don't have that color. They have other colors that we desire. So therefore, we import a lot of granite mostly from Brazil, India, and South Africa. But we do export a lot of our granite to China and also to Japan. Just a lot of that stuff goes outside and to the States also.
That's interesting. So depending on the area and the country, it's a specific color to that country or area.
Well, if you take our formation, we call the Appalachian Mountains, it starts from Lake Meganic and goes all the way down to Alberton, Georgia, a distance of 1,500 miles. And it's about 200 to 300 miles wide. But the depth of it goes from 8 miles to 50 miles in depth. So we have granite for eternity. Now, on the North Shore, the Laurentian Mountains, which are much older, it varies in colors. If you go around Ottawa, it's usually pink or red. If you go towards Three Rivers on the west, it's brown. If you go on the east of Three Rivers, it's green. But if you go to Lake St. John area, it's black. But as you go up towards Anticosti Island and the Seven Islands, it becomes green again. But in around Labrador, it is blue in color. So we have a lot of variations of colors in Quebec itself.
Oh, that's interesting. I know granite especially is becoming quite popular with kitchens, countertops, things like that.
Well, that's one of the business. Naturally, most of the companies were really hit hard by imports way back in the late 80s and 90s. Most of the stuff coming in from India and China. So a lot of these companies had to diversify. They had no choice in order to stay in business. So in this particular case, granite countertop is a big business. Anybody that's renovating a home or building a brand new home, the first thing they do, they put in their bathrooms or their kitchens granite countertops.
Okay, so how does the museum work? Part of it is the granite and the other part is the model trains.
Well, when we originally started, the front portion, as all the manufacturers that are part of the co-op, have exhibitions all the way through the museum here. So that part is free. Usually a lot of customers or people or tourists come down, ask for information.
Mm-hmm.
When they come through the museum, we allow them to go through that portion free. We don't charge them. But we try to persuade them to visit the museums because all our visits are guided. As myself, it usually goes through on the granite, and Claude Lacour does the trains. But during the summer, we have a lot of students that work for us, and they usually take care of the front portion. And they also eventually are trained, so they'll do the tours in the granite and also as well as the trains.
Okay, so guided tours, and are they bilingual?
Yes, they are.
Okay, that's good to know. Part of it is free. How much for the rest of it?
the Granite Museum itself is $7, or the train is $7, but we have a deal where it's $12 for visit both.
Okay, that makes sense.
And when you go through, you can usually figure on about 45 minutes per museum,
mm-hmm.
but usually when they get into their trains, they're there a couple hours.
Okay, I guess a lot of questions and enthusiasm.
Right. The design, the layout is so intricate. It's been built over a period of 21 years. So it's really, the detail is unbelievable. It shows the era from 1950 to 1960s, that during the period when they made the transition from steam engines to diesels. And so all the layout is based on that era. And it's really something to see, because since it's been here, they built three big extensions. One in the front is a European style, but the back portion represents Stansted as well as Derby Line, Vermont, seeing we're situated on the border.
Mm-hmm.
But it's worthwhile seeing. It's over 3,500 feet of rail, so there's all kinds of, and it's all run by computer,
mm-hmm.
Which is very unique, because we've got the largest layout in Canada.
Sounds fascinating. Okay. Now, exhibitions, are there different exhibitions at different times throughout the summer?
No, at any time. We open at 9 in the morning mm-hmm. till 5 in the afternoon,
mm-hmm.
7 days a week. And anybody that comes in, I don't know if it's one person or usually buses usually come in. We have quite a few buses reserved.
Okay.
And when the buses come, well, naturally, we divide them up in groups, because 50-some-odd people, it's difficult to go through and to keep their attention. So we divide them usually up in three.
Mm-hmm.
A group of threes, and somebody will explain all the exhibitions in the front of the museum, and Claude will do the trains, and I'll do the granite. And we just rotate every 20 minutes.
Interesting. Now, the Granite Museum is located where in Stansted?
At 14 Boulevard, Notre Dame.
Okay.
You get off exit 1 coming into Stansted.
Okay, definitely a must-see, and it's right here in the townships.
It is. A lot of people don't realize Stansted has about 10 points of interest to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really worthwhile that they come in here, because you've got the Haskell Opera House, very unique in the world. It's
mm-hmm.
divided by the border. You have the Colby Museum. You have the Pat Burns Arena.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Stone Circle. It's based on the Stonehenge Circle in England. You have the our museum here, the Granite Central Museum. If you go down the BB sector, naturally you have the Canusa Avenue, which is very unique, again
mm-hmm.
divided by the border. Then the quarry itself in Graniteville, that's worthwhile seeing. So those are all things we're trying to draw the interest of the people coming in here, because they don't realize Stansted has a lot of points of interest.
It does have a lot of points of interest. Is there a gift shop in the museum too?
There is a gift shop in the museum.
Okay.
Definitely have that.
It definitely sounds interesting. You've certainly piqued my interest, and I'm sure a lot of others. Anything else you'd like to add before we go? Do you have a website?
We're trying to stimulate the economy by
mm-hmm.
drawing the people to come to the museum. So this year we made an agreement with the town. Starting the 2nd of May, we'll have garage sales every weekend, every Saturday till September 15th, right in front of the museum.
Okay.
There's no cost to the sales, to the sellers. No, they can extend, and lay up their tables. We do have tables available right here in the museum.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to rent them, we'll rent them out for $5 a piece. But other than that, they can bring their own tables. And I think this will be a better deal for the people, especially the buyers. They don't have to run all over town looking for garage sales.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be done right here in front of the museum. If in case it rains, we'll move the tables inside the museum. So this will draw people for us, because people want to spend a little time in the museum. We can take them on a tour also.
Good. Now, if someone wants to get in touch with you about the garage sales or about the museum, how can they phone you? Or?
Yes, they can call me at 819-876-5576.
Okay.
Or at my home at 876-2429. And
okay.
make a reservation. So we'd gladly help them out. So it's going to be all summer long.
Excellent. And is there an email address for the museum?
Yes, it is. It's info
mm-hmm.
at... GraniteCentral.ca.
Okay, great. Sounds interesting. So anything else to add before we go, Bob? Sounds very interesting, and certainly.
Well, we just hope a lot of people will come down and spend some time, especially the weekends when we have these flea markets or garage sales. I think it'll be a chance, an opportunity for them to come in to visit the museum. Also, we're selling what they call membership cards, which are $20 a piece, but that'll allow them to come in anytime they want for free after that. So we just got these special cards. This is something new we've just been doing. So a lot of people come in rather than pay the entry fee. They give us a $20. We give them a membership card, and it's for lifetime.
Oh, for a lifetime.
Anytime they want to come here, they can come for free.
That's really nice. Okay, that sounds really interesting, and that helps the museum too.
It is. We're always trying to find ways to raise funds because museums always have a little difficulty. The only grant we get is from the town of Stanstead. They give us a nice grant, but the provincial government, we've been trying, and federal, and we just can't seem to get anything from them, except from, let's say, the Employment Quebec. They usually send us some students every summer, which was really nice. That helps us out, because otherwise we'd be really loaded, because last year we had over 5,000 visitors, and that helps when you have some other people around. So
good. Really interesting talking to you, Bob, and definitely going to visit the Granite Museum in Stanstead and pass the word on. Thank you very much. Bye.
All right. Goodbye.